Well, Matt Deloria, Jim Miller, all the traffic reporters that we have out there for the eclipse saying that traffic has freed up south of Luna Pier. I hope that doesn't mean people are going to Luna Pier because they're not supposed to. And no one knows that better than Marie Osborne, as the solar eclipse will begin at 1:58 p.m. and reach maximum coverage in the state around 3:14 p.m. It will all come to an end with a final partial eclipse again at 4:47 this afternoon. Where's the best viewing spot in Michigan? You know by now, the tiny town of Luna Pier. Some call it Lunar Pier now. Luna Pier in Monroe County. But the mayor there says, please, don't come. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne explains why and takes a look at maybe what your pets might even be up to during the eclipse, as well as a lot of other strange things that'll be happening, Marie.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a few things going on other than what's happening in the sky. So for Luna Pier, it all comes down to infrastructure, Paul W. The charming little town has a population of about 1,400. It's about a mile and a half long, right along Lake Erie. It's the only Michigan city in the path of totality to see a 100% eclipse today. But the mayor has told Channel 4 the main bridge to the city over I-75 has been demolished. A new one won't be open until next year. It's the main point of entry and exit for the city, and other roads cannot possibly safely accommodate thousands of motorists. So Jim Gardner is asking you to travel a little further south to Toledo for a look at the eclipse. Now, based on some of the photographs that I've seen from the sky from other reporter friends of mine, I'm not sure people are taking this to heart. Looks like everybody is heading towards Luna Pier.
So, yeah, we just got a report from a friend who was stuck in traffic going to Toledo, and he said the traffic jam freed up south of Luna Pier.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going there, and he's begging you, Jim Gardner, the mayor. And Luna Pier is a lovely little community. Mm-hmm. When I worked in Toledo, I'd go to, there was a restaurant, I think, in Luna Pier that was fabulous. I just can't remember the name of it. If Tom Romer's listening or somebody or anybody from Luna Pier can tell us what that old restaurant was. But the fact is, they're begging you not to come in. It's going to be very challenging getting in and getting out. Go a little further to Toledo, and you'll get a minute longer on the eclipse.
Yeah, you're going to get a minute longer for the eclipse in Toledo. But, you know, people really just want to get the best viewing spot. It's so important to them. Now, Paul, by the way, the rest of the state's expected to get about 98% sun coverage. So that means, you know, we're going to see, all of us are going to have an experience here today with this solar eclipse. So most of Michigan will see the event as a partial eclipse with viewers seeing a crescent shape of the sun. It's still going to be great. There's no doubt about it.
You know, we're at 98%, 99%. And yeah, other than that astronomer who was on earlier with the WJR All Talk guys, I'm going to be very happy with that.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not going to feel like I missed out on something.
Yeah, me neither. But you know, scientists, they're particular. They want to get down to the very last decimal. So
I heard a psychiatrist say on television last night that half of the people today watching their first eclipse will cry.
I heard that as well. That humans sometimes just have this reaction of, you know, crying. Also,
what do our animals do?
Well, I was just going to mention. So animals, let's talk about that for a second. And research has found that dogs have been seen to fall silent during an eclipse. And that's really an anxiety behavior for them. And horses have clustered together in fields, shaken their heads and their tails. That's also a sign of anxiety. Some researchers found that dogs appear to react more than cats do to a solar eclipse.
Well, it's hard to get a reaction out of a cat.
Well, you took my line from me, Paul.
I'm sorry.
As somebody who has a cat, I made sure he was in the house this morning when I left, and I thought, he's going to be like, okay, whatever. You know,
whatever.
I'm going to lay here on the couch, and I'll see you when you come back.
Good time to nap.
Yeah. So just be aware that dogs may be nervous or have anxious behavior. And again, cats, no surprise, they've been shown to be unfazed during these events. During the last eclipse that passed over the skies of the U.S., this is interesting, giraffes were seen to start galloping. Tortoises and Galapagos, I can never say that right, tortoises have started to mate. And gorillas acted like they might just have fallen or getting ready to go to sleep. So they see changes in behavior within the animal kingdom.
Becomes nighttime and no one's expecting it. I can only imagine what it was like for the ancients, hundreds of years ago. They had to freak out. It was religious. They sacrificed people trying to make the gods happy and bring back the sun and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Right. And even
I'm still waiting about the turtle. How does the turtle know it's time to procreate?
I don't know. It's
interesting.
Like romance. It's like a Barry White song on the on the radio. I don't know.
This is the first time I've ever thought of a turtle and the Barry White song at the same time. I mean, I can say it in all my life.
We just don't know these things, Paul. Also, we should say that fireflies also, believe it or not, the tiny little fireflies have been seen to have reactions to this. So look around.
Are they out already? I haven't seen a firefly.
I haven't either, but they've studied this during other eclipses in other parts of the globe. So it's interesting to watch to see animals and what their reactions are going to be today. Also, the next eclipse is not expected until August of 2044. Only 15 total solar eclipses have been reported in the United States over the last 150 years. So this is a big deal.
I mentioned this in my column today, Out of My Mind on a Monday Morning, remembering the great Bob Talbert. And I talked about it's going to be the last one. The last time a solar eclipse passed the U.S. was 2017, before that 1979, and it'll be about 20 years before another is visible from the U.S. Well, there's something you just said that may... the path of totality. In 2017, it crossed over just 12 million people. Today, it's crossing over 31.5 million.
Yes.
So they're saying this probably, these precious few minutes that many have been waiting years for, will happen today and have the largest viewing of any eclipse ever.
Absolutely. So that's why this has just caused such a craze, really, across the country. So
I have a little cartoon. I think I don't remember if Simone Vitale sent it to me or not, but there's a son sitting on his dad's lap, and the son says, "Can you explain to me the total eclipse, Dad?" And he says, "No, son. S-U-N. Get it? No,
bada
son.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom, bada bing. Yeah. Well, all right. So
it was cute.
Here's a very quick, this helped me understand what's going on, because the sun is so much bigger than the moon, but it's a remarkable cosmic coincidence. The sun appears to be about the same size as the moon, while the sun is actually about 400 times larger in diameter. But since the moon is about 400 times closer to us than the sun, the two appear to be the same size in the sky, and that's why it looks like the moon is covering the sun. And then I wish for us all clear skies. Thank you, Riri.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst. Don't go to Luna Pier. Go to Toledo. Go to Toledo. Go to the Beirut restaurant on the Monroe Street. Enjoy yourself. Go to Tony Paco's. Have one of those famous dogs from MASH. But Luna Pier can't handle you right now. They will one day. We'll let you know. We'll check in with the mayor and find out exactly when it's okay. Mayor Jim Gardner, we'll have him on the show and we'll talk about it. 128 WJR.